With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Mandatory evacuation restrictions have been lifted for the area northwest of Missoula, where a fire broke out about 24 hours ago. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office says their staff members will still be posted in the Colorado Gulch area to make sure that only residents are returning. Law enforcement and fire officials are asking only Grant Creek residents enter the Grant Creek area to keep roadways clear for continued fire operations. The Colorado Gulch fire is now being called 50% contained. The fire is estimated at 15 acres in size, and an initial fire line has been constructed around its perimeter. About 20 homes were evacuated yesterday evening as multiple agencies attacked the fire from the air and on the ground. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Cool temperatures and calm winds are helping crews battle a wildfire burning west of Lakeside in Flathead County. The 80-acre Burney Creek fire took off yesterday afternoon. Fire spokeswoman Allie Evans.
The lines that they had put down yesterday evening held. Fire behavior decreased. It's much less than it was yesterday evening. And I know that they're expecting a little bit of higher humidities this afternoon with the possibility for rain.
There are between 75 and 100 homes within half a mile of the fire. No mandatory evacuation orders have been issued.
But that said, it is the middle of August and there is a fire burning. Anybody living in the vicinity should be aware that an evacuation is possible.
That means local residents should think about what they'll take and where they'll go if an evacuation order is issued. A Wyoming wildfire has prompted the closure of Yellowstone National Park's southern entrance. The 6,300-acre Berry Fire is burning in Grand Teton National Park and flared up yesterday. Fire Information Officer Brian LaWatch says it's spotted over the northern portion of the park's Jackson Lake.
And then spotted over the main highway that runs from Jackson to Yellowstone National Park. So we instituted a closure all the way up to the south gate of Yellowstone National Park for visitor safety and fire danger.
LaWatch says visitors who intended to use Yellowstone's southern entrance should instead now plan on a detour.
It is possible to drive around the Tetons through Idaho to the town of West Yellowstone to get into the park. I would also recommend contacting Yellowstone National Park and looking at their website to see what the fire situation is in Yellowstone as well.
Several wildfires are burning inside Yellowstone. Two of them, the Maple and Fawn fires, have prompted several trail and campsite closures. The Missoula County Sheriff's Office has lifted evacuation orders for homes near Upper Grant Creek after firefighters have contained a threatening blaze. Authorities are asking non-residents to stay out of the area 4 miles north of Interstate 90 to keep the roadways clear. About two dozen homes had been evacuated. In Washington, Governor Jay Inslee has declared a state of emergency for 20 counties in response to wildfires that threaten homes and natural resources. Inslee issued the declaration today after touring fire scenes in the Spokane region. Inslee noted that hot and windy weather conditions are forecast in the Spokane area for the next 7 days. An inmate accused of smuggling drugs into Montana State Prison at Deer Lodge has reached a plea agreement with prosecutors. Ian Scott Barkley is the last of five people accused in the drug smuggling investigation to make a plea deal. Prosecutors say Barkley persuaded a prison laundry worker named Aaron Bernhardt to smuggle drugs to him in exchange for cash bribes. Residents of Colstrip are being asked to limit their water use so the power plant there can continue to safely operate. Colstrip Mayor John Williams asked the city's 2,300 residents to minimize their use of water for sprinkling and irrigation through the end of August. The notice came at the request of Talon Energy, the Pennsylvania company that uses water from the Yellowstone River to cool the 2,100-megawatt power plant, which is one of the largest in the western U.S. I'm Eric Whitney.